The best coverage of Forest and County. This is Nottingham Hospitals Radio Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospitals Radio Weekly Highlights Podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and QMC hospitals. Two games for you this time. Notts County take on Doncaster Rovers shortly, but first it's Nottingham Forest at home to Brentford. Your commentators at the City Ground were Jamie Martin and Lewis Brown.
We kick off the game here at the City Ground, tonight's Premier League clash, Nottingham Forest versus Brentford. And it's Damsgaard, I think, standing over it, ready to deliver this. Brentford have got quite a lot of men forward, but Forest have got all their 11 back. Cross comes in now, looking for Wissa. Wissa misses it. It's then headed on by, I think it's Collins. It's a brilliant save by Matt Sells, diving low to his right-hand side. It was a free header. I thought there was going to be an offside, but there wasn't. But Matt Sells pulls out a brilliant save, and after 17 minutes, that's the closest chance. And it's still Forest nil, Brentford nil. Alanga now running across the pitch, plays it back to Morgan Gibbs-White, who's just over halfway inside the Brentford half. Ball forward to Anderson, edge of the penalty area. He loses out to Chiade. Wood trying to close him down. Gibbs-White then can't win the ball. Does win the ball back. Does Gibbs-White slides in brilliantly and wins the ball back for Forest. Finds Anderson coming forward into the area. Takes a shot. It's low. And Flecking's able to just fall onto the ball and stop it from going in. But that's the closest Forest have come yet. 39 minutes gone. It's still Forest nil, Brentford nil. Brentford now have the ball wide right with Damsgaard. He gives it straight to Yates. Yates then plays a brilliant ball forward to Wood. I'm not sure Wood was expecting it. I think it's gone through his legs and rolled all the way through to Flecking.
It was a daisy cutter, wasn't it? It was a daisy cutter of a pass from Ryan Yates.
Ball forward looking for Shard. He's going to actually bring it down, is Shard, and he beats. And he takes the shot, and it's in the back of the net. And it's 1-0 to Brentford. It was a long ball forward, I think, from Flecking. It's bounced once. Aynor got all torn up. He couldn't. He lost where the ball had gone. It lands at Sharday's feet. He throws Aynor off. He puts the ball to Matt Sells' left and into the bottom corner. And after 43 minutes, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Brentford 1. And with that, the ref also does blow the half-time whistle here at the City Ground. And at half-time, it's Forest 0, Brentford 1. As we kick off the second half here at the City Ground, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Brentford 1 in this Premier League clash. Nico Williams, 52 minutes gone here. It's still Forest 0, Brentford 1.
Yep, lovely work. And Burmo, wonderful footballer, isn't he? Look at this pass from
Great
Gibbs-White.
Great ball from Gibbs-White. Sets Alanga free down the left wing. Up against Cuyarde as Alanga. Trying to get inside the box. Goes round two. Takes the shot. Great save from Flecking. Diving low to his left. He gets a touch on it. Puts it out for a corner. But that was great work from Alanga, who then pumps his fist to the crowd, trying to get them up. And so nearly Forest get back into it. But a great save from the Brentford goalkeeper. 52 minutes gone. It's still Forest 0, Brentford 1. Dominguez back to Aynor. Aynor now chips the ball in, looking for a one. He finds Wood and he heads it wide. Chris Wood with a free header on the 6-yard area from a lovely jinked in cross from Ola Aynor. And he gets it completely wrong and heads the ball wide. And after 64 minutes, it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Brentford 1.
Yeah, it's Chris Wood and just getting another look. Ola Aynor, lovely cross. And Chris Wood just got the top of his head to it and he's put it. He's put it a few yards wide, actually, to be fair.
Goal kick by Flecking. Long. Murillo and Buemo fighting over it. He's bounced over and Wissa's going to get in here. And he's in on the goalkeeper. Wissa chips it over him and into the back of the net. And Brentford have gone 2-0 off. It was a long ball forward again. Murillo missed the header. Milenkovic got caught out. Wissa's pace. He beats Milenkovic to the ball. He's on one-on-one with Sells. He chips the ball over Sells and into the back of the net, to the delight of the Brentford fans. And here at the City Ground, it's 70 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Brentford 2. Jarmolik, he's now in forward into the penalty area as Jarmolik keeps going. Round two, round three, plays the ball to Mbeumo. First time shot and just over the bar. Mbeumo was trying to curl the ball back into the right hand top corner of Sells' goal, but he just gets it ever so slightly wrong and it goes over the bar. And after 87 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Brentford 2. but we have played the 94 minutes as Milenkovic stops the ball. And there goes the final whistle here at the City Ground on this what's turned out to be a wet night here, which is probably as big a shock as the result, but it's turned out to be a wet night here at the City Ground in this Premier League fixture, which has finished Nottingham Forest 0, Brentford 2.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk.
So now we go to Meadow Lane for the final League Two game of the season as Notts County took on champions-elect Doncaster Rovers. Your commentators on this one were Mark Lonsdale and Richard Smith.
It's Notts County against Doncaster Rovers here at Meadow Lane. We are underway in this first half. George Abbott loses out there. Harry Clifton puts the ball through to Street. Shot comes in from distance. Just scrapes the top of the bar from Molyneux there, from the edge of the box. And Luke Molyneux trying to add to his 18 goals for the season. Jamie Sterry now has the ball. He's into the 18-yard box. He fires the ball low and hard. Gibson, the cross ball comes in, and there should be an offside flag there. But Doncaster Rovers have taken the lead here at Meadow Lane. And it's Rob Street with his 12th goal of the season. He looked in an offside position. The linesman was in line with it on that far side, but gave nothing. The shot came in from Jordan Gibson. It was parried. It went as far as Rob Street, who just tickled the ball over the line to make it Doncaster Rovers 1, Notts County 0. Jody Jones goes over in a heat, challenged by Molyneux, giving nothing from the referee. But Street comes away with the ball, edge of the box, Rob Street to put the ball into the back of the net for 2-0. And Doncaster Rovers are in dreamland. But it was a ball forward, a high hopeful ball forward. Rob Street got the better of the defender, got inside the 18-yard box at the top end and rounded the keeper to make it Notts 0, Doncaster Rovers 2.
It looked offside again for me, Richard, the ball over the top. I think he timed his run. It looked a little offside when he received it. I didn't quite see when the ball was played, but it was a terrible defending from Notts. He just got behind him, didn't he? And it silenced the home crowd. And for me, you don't sort of want to give up on it, but you have to look at it and think to yourselves, Notts now have got an absolute mountain if they're going to get anything out of this afternoon.
Conor Grant finds Jody Jones. Cross ball comes in towards the far post. It's clawed away only as far as Kellen Gordon. Gordon, shot comes in. Decent effort. Great save from Sharman Lowe. It bounced back off of Alassane Ajata, but he was stood in an offside position. Keeper there kept his side, didn't he?
It was a good stop, wasn't it? Yeah, he palmed it out onto Jatta, but it was a great stop. And maybe I'd like to see Jody Jones played a bit more on the left rather than Kellen Gordon on the right.
Referee blows for half-time here at Meadow Lane. There are a few boos in and around us here in the Derek Pavis stand, but at half-time, two goals from Rob Street are the difference between the two sides. Half time then here at Meadow Lane. It's not great news. It's Notts County 0, Doncaster Rovers 2. As our referee gets us underway, Notts 0, Doncaster Rovers 2. Palmer then beaten off the ball, but Abbott comes away with it for Notts County. He finds Conor Grant. Abbott goes on the run down the left hand side. He's played in by Grant. Abbott knocks the ball against the number 17, Owen Bailey. It's another corner for Notts, and that's woken up the Notts fans a little bit more now.
It has, these substitutes coming on.
Quickly taken. Palmer up towards the far post. Sharman Lowe's underneath that. Terrific catch from the Doncaster Rovers keeper, who has been the difference between Notts County and Doncaster Rovers. A goal not being breached. Jones then up against Nixon. Gets a cross ball in. Again, it's easily headed away. Billy Sharp now. He'll use all his years of experience to hold on to the ball. Gets it out wide right. And now Doncaster on the run. It's one against one. Zane Westbrook to finish the game. And it's saved by Alex Bass. And good Jacob save. Bedder knocks the ball out of play. And fair play to the Notts keeper and defender. That was terrific. Well, you have to say 15,427 is a pretty good attendance for a Division 4 game, with 2013 making the trip from South Yorkshire. That's a goal now, make it interesting. It wouldn't have any effect on the game, but it'd make it interesting.
If anything, just to shut them away fans up that have been quite rightly singing since the 18th minute.
Yeah, and before. They were in joyous mood on the way into the ground. Sam Austin plays the ball out wide for Jody Jones. Jones then, surrounded by three again. Jones cuts in on his left foot, gets the ball in towards the far post. Jarvis plays the ball back, but there's not a lot on it. Hinchy, though, gets it out wide to Sam Austin to find Jatter! Two goals for the season for the big Gambian, and although it might not make any sort of dent in promotion hopes of Doncaster Rovers or Notts County, I think on balance you just about say that they deserve to get a goal.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Happy with the goal, happy for Jatter and for the fans that have got that thing to celebrate. And 2-1 does look better than 2-0, certainly with that clean sheet record, but it's come about 90 minutes too late.
It looked like Jatter bundled the ball over the line. Anyway, it's 2-1 to the away side, and Doncaster Rovers have won the League 2 title, and they celebrate quite rightly on the pitch here at Meadow Lane. Two goals in the first half from Rob Street on 18 and 28 minutes, and a little reply at the end, but no more than a consolation goal. Alassane Jatter bundled the ball over the line in the 94th minute. Referee's blown for full time here at Meadow Lane, and it's finished. Notts County 1, Doncaster Rovers 2.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sports.